Just remember, this is just for fun. I don't really expect either of you to win.
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright, the Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 206. Here, as always, with the feverish Fanero, and we are welcoming back frickin' Dave Wright, FF underscore spaceman. Where in the world have you been?
I haven't been with Rookie Fever, but I'm back. I've got the fever.
You've got the fever.
I've had the fever, baby. I am rearing to go.
We're potty trained. We have a 2-year-old. Just out of diapers. It's been
shaving
a while,
already,
Dave.
Dude.
Like,
shaving.
Where in the hell have you been? We're growing. Like, we got Dave a gift for baby Dave, and he's freaking grown out of it. We just learned. That's how long it's been, Dave.
Yeah, dude. 4 ounces every 3 hours will do that to you, I guess. So, that's how, guys. Yeah, no, Rookie Fever swag. Like, Rookie Fever swag's been is the new thing. It's amazing. So I'm loving the Rookie Fever swag.
Love it. And now we're going to have to get like some little t-shirts and I don't know if we can get onesies on the site. I'll check it out, Dave. I'll check it out.
We'll just get him a bucket hat.
Fanero, how the hell are you?
Good, man. Good. That intro, did that get you cooking, Dave? That intro with your name in it? We've been playing that intro for, I don't know. I guess we've been sans David Wright for what, 6 weeks now? See, like it's 6 weeks. So it's nice to have him back, and it's nice for that intro. We never replaced the intro, Dave. It was always the three of us.
It got me even when I was listening in remotely. It got me going. So it still pumped me up when I heard it coming back. So I'm
nice.
I love the intro. I love the new outro too. So yeah.
Yeah, Dave. That's just it. The last time you were here was episode 200. Since then, we've lost Travis Etienne, and we've lost Rookie Rewind. Somebody I was super looking forward to, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
It's been no fun.
I guess, but I can't leave Rookie Fever anymore.
We've had fun. Yeah, or at least let me know who's going down next if it's going to happen.
Exactly.
But with that said, I mean, we're ready. The season's right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
We're going to let you know how we truly feel today because we're doing a rookie-only best ball draft, mostly for fun. mostly for fun. But we'll really see how we feel about some of these players going into the season. And then we're still going to be doing our rookie predictions for week one like we have years past and getting ready to see how these guys are actually going to do. So I guess if you guys are ready, unless Dave, you want have anything to say or feverish, you have anything to say, we can. Dave drew the one in our draft. Welcome back, Dave. Cheating to take the number one overall pick. But then we're reversing it for our predictions. And Fanero, who's going third in the best ball draft, will be picking number one for the week one of predictions. So he gets the easy card. I'm interested to see how much your pick, Fanero, ends up lining up with who Dave wants for his seasonal pick versus your week one pick once we get there.
I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, we're doing two different things tonight. And one is for the season and one's for week one. And I'm just curious how much of it coincides.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have my finger on the button and I guess I'm a little sad because like Swag said, since last time I was here, Etienne was uninjured. So I would have loved to have to choose between, I probably would have gone Etienne over Najee Harris here, but with Etienne down, I'm going Najee Harris to start this thing off.
Yeah. So, and I can't argue with that pick. We are starting one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, and then we have two flex spots. So as we know, like years past, like we would have been able to draft like running back, and like felt a certain way about it. Even a few weeks ago, maybe like Dave said, with ETN being available, which I'm surprised you would have taken ETN over Harris, even seasonally. But with that said, because of me wanting to win this, and I think the biggest disadvantage I can give Feverish is if I take Javonte Williams right here.
Yeah, this is exactly how I saw it going when I found out I had the third pick. There's a drop off here, I would say. So I now have the tough decision with Najee Harris being off the board and Williams being off the board. This is a tough one, guys. I'm not going to lie. And then I think what makes it tougher too is I have to wait two additional picks. So I think what I'm going to go ahead and do here is, wow, man.
What makes this actually really tough for Feverish is he is the most competitive one of the three of us.
So probably.
He's like, man, I hate this pick and I have to win this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things. I like to win, you know?
Yeah,
it's a fun thing. All right, this is tough. So I'm going to go ahead and – oh, damn, man.
So what can – do you care to tell us what you're choosing?
Yeah, so
basically – you don't want to tip us off in case somebody
I don't
calls
care.
You?
It's a podcast first and a rookie-only draft between the three of us second. So right now – the positional scarcity has me reaching for a Trey Sermon. And I just can't do it. Now I know we have, which is great, right? We know we have three quarterbacks that are starting all weeks, right? So we have three quarterbacks. So there's a situation there where I could have a quarterback of my choosing, right? And I do have a favorite that I would like to have. And I believe that's also in play here. But then I also have my pick of any wide receiver I could possibly want. But I feel like the wide receiver thing is tough. We do this a lot, and we know that the wide receiver production is a hard thing to chase. So it's one of those things where I'm literally between three different positions. I have names at all three positions, but I just don't know how the rest of this draft is going to go. So I'm just going to have to pull the trigger. Because everyone listening is like, will he just pick one of those three players he's thinking about, including the other two guys on here? So I'm just going to go ahead and just pick my quarterback, which I hope gives me an advantage. And I'm going to go Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yes. Who isn't even one of those three quarterbacks playing all season long.
Yeah. So yep. Best ball.
Yep.
Not with a weekly record. Like, how do you expect that to be the play that gives you the advantage that you're looking for with the advantage Dave and I just took by taking those running backs from you?
Well, the running backs I can't do anything about other than to reach for a Sermon, which I'm just not going to do.
But that was our advantage.
Yeah, that's your advantage.
Quarterback. Yep.
I took a quarterback that's not even starting. I believe this quarterback will outshine all the quarterbacks playing this year. I love the legs, and I think he starts by week two. So I have to worry about 1 week.
All right.
And I think seasonally I can get.
I don't think it's going to be long, dude.
I can get by 1 week.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, there's a lot of quarterbacks left.
I love the balls on the move, to be honest with you, and I don't hate it. I do think that if you have Andy Dalton, you need to figure out a way to get rid of him, and just don't want too much at this point. Just move on.
Well, gentlemen, this has turned into a best case scenario here, where it was a little game theory here, where I was thinking. Jamar Chase I had at the top of my rankings over Najee Harris in this format. I didn't know I had the 101 until we started recording, because that's just how I'm rolling apparently. But, so I guess I'm just going to go Jamar Chase, my rookie 101 my rookie wide receiver one. Drops are good things for me. That means he's getting targeted. That's how I like to think of it. We can worry about the drop. Like, I understand drops eventually catch up to you, but man. Give me some Jamar. I'm still excited about Jamar Chase.
I am not one bit surprised by your pick, dude. Especially even just the way we led into the show.
But now it.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing wrong here?
Nothing.
Yeah, so this was an ideal start for me. There was one other player that I was still thinking about drafting who I actually predict when we did our seasonal outlook, I still have scoring the most points of any of the non-running back positions, and I did not go with him. So we'll see how the next couple picks turn out.
I love it. So that brings us to me.
Yes, it is you. Where are we going, Swag?
All right. Sorry. The mean side of me wants to take Trey Sermon. Because we're so deep at wide receiver this year, mm-hmm. is part of it, you know?
Yep.
I'm gonna take a position I don't even need, and I'm going to take Kyle Pitts here.
That's a good move, man. I think even though he doesn't have any tight end designation or no premium whatsoever, I think this is the move for me right here.
Yeah, I think I'm very comfortable with the opportunity that I think he's going to have. The bad part about Kyle Pitts with our format is he can only hit my flex spots. So I have two of those. So I have to count on him being in one of those two flex spots, which gives me a little bit of buyer's remorse, if I'm being completely honest with you. But I'm going to take Kyle Pitts. He just feels kind of like the sexy play right here. And I want to do it, Finero. And Finero, I want you to remember me when you think of Trey Sermon falling to you in this draft, just to make sure I keep you a little bit more well-rounded.
Well, so I'm going to play the waiting game one more because I'm not going to play the waiting game at running back. Don't worry. I am going to go with Trey Sermon, but I'm going to play the waiting game on a player I want more than Trey Sermon because I think he'll fall to me. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Trey Sermon. And not super happy about it. I feel forced into this decision. we have a healthy Mostert, and I believe the Trey Sermon wait could be a bit longer than we all want it to be. And I also believe that I have more running backs other than Mostert to worry about throughout the season. But I want to be wrong about Sermon. I don't own him anywhere, to be honest. So I own him here now. So we'll see.
Yeah, and so we're going seven rounds. I'm curious to see if you back him up with Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, he made the team, UDFA. Wound up letting Peyton Barber go.
Yep.
Well, guys, I'm stuck with another tough pick here, but I think I'm going to have to stay on the Rookie Fever brand for myself and go Rondale Moore here. This is a dream come true here. You guys, I feel. Am I being punked here? Is this... like Rondale Moore, you guys are just too kind. And I'll go Rondale Moore here. Now, I could have played some game theory, and I don't think either one of you would have taken Rondale Moore. Actually, I probably know, but I also would have felt like a betrayal to the podcast because I do have Rondale Moore ranked here, but I think I could have gone with another wide receiver. But I'm going to stick with who I just have ranked higher and go with Rondale Moore, playing a juicy matchup against Tennessee to start the season off.
Nice. So, Dave, just full transparency, that's exactly where I thought you were going to go. And I appreciate you sticking to it because there is some game theory you could have played there. And I believe that Swags is going to do a very similar thing. And I think I know where he's going as well, which will then give me the player I was willing to take at six.
Yeah, I'm taking Jalen Waddle. You're absolutely correct. I mean, you're reading me like a book. You're reading me so well, I can.
Well, the only thing
you're skimming through me.
The only thing that we I had to fear.
Oh, that was weird.
The only thing
that
I had to fear
on Rookie Fever.
The only thing I was a little nervous about is exactly what Dave had kind of said he could have done.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that Dave stuck to his guns, and he is right. I would have taken Jalen Waddle over Rondell Moore if Rondell Moore fell to me. The one thing I'm not sure of is if I would have taken Jalen Waddle had Dave say taken Trevor Lawrence. I don't know if I might have taken my quarterback if that happened. I might have been water, as a lot of people like to say lately, and went with maybe a quarterback that's going to start, and Zach Wilson mm-hmm. started to get a few points ahead on Finero before Fields yep. takes over. But yeah, I'm going Jalen Waddle here. I feel better about him than I do Rondale Moore. Are you guys worried at all about them not naming Tua a captain?
That's not really. I have other concerns about Tua, but you know, I guess that's not a great sign.
It does worry me actually that what you know you hear all these rumors about him possibly being shipped out for Deshaun Watson, and you know they're just rumors, especially from Pro Football Talk. Who cares? But it does. You know, you'd think you'd say, hey, this is our leader. It's his second year. He withstood the trials and tribulations in year one. That didn't buy him any type of love. So yeah, that does kind of throw things for a wrench for me. But that being said, I'm not going to let something like a narrative like that sway me from how I feel about Tua.
Yeah.
So moving things along at the 303 with my third pick, I'm going to get my first wide receiver. And these three wide receivers for me are in a cluster anyway. So I knew that I was higher on Devonta Smith than Swags by quantum mile. So I knew he wasn't going to draft him. And then that just led me to believe that he was going to probably fall here. So I'm going to go ahead. I think any one of these three wide receivers could finish on top at the end of the season. I'm going to go Devonta Smith with my pick here at the 303.
No surprise. And
that's who I was thinking about taking there back three picks ago, just because I thought he was, you know, exactly. I really was excited for him, but I'm glad you got him. Your guy.
Yeah, got my guy. The thing that sucks in this particular draft is somehow Trey Sermon has to go up against Najee Harris and Javonte Williams. So my hope is that Javonte Williams sits on the bench a lot longer than people want him to sit there. I think he gets a play no matter what. It's not going to be one of those situations where, you know, he's like a J.K. Dobbins situation where I think, you know, half the season it was really tough. I know Swags is going to point out week one with the two touchdowns, but after that, there was like 4 weeks where it was single digit carries. I don't think it's going to be like that for Williams, but I'm hoping for it now. If I got any shot in this league.
J.K. Dobbins did have that week one where he had the two touchdowns.
I said, I didn't know you were going to mention that. Nice. So this is curious. I think Spaceman is going to grab his first QB.
Incorrect. This is actually a roster construction little game play for me. I really attack the wide receiver position, especially when there's flex spots. I just want to have as many shots at hitting in a week. So I'm going to take Elijah Moore here, who I actually, in my head, when you said you were going to go with a guy, I kind of had a feeling like it might have been Elijah Moore instead of Devonta Smith. So I'm going Elijah Moore here.
I thought I could get him with my next pick. Apparently not.
So I am on the clock.
I've officially lost this draft.
You think so? That third spot you did you in?
Elijah Moore's supposed to be on my team. I needed that piece.
So for my pick now, this is a tough one, actually. I'm torn between a couple guys here. Do you guys know who I'm torn between?
A quarterback and a couple of guys.
Yeah.
That was like the most nondescript answer, and you like totally agreed with him as your head's down, just trying to make the decision.
I know it's a horrible. It would be awful if we were doing a live show because I've got my iPad in my lap, and half the time I'm not even in StreamYard. I'm on the other screen with our draft here. So I took Terrace Marshall, and kind of just following up Dave. I think that he's one of the other wide receivers here that we could see have some ceiling week, especially with the format that we're playing here with few of guys. You know, I'm not going to have Terrace Marshall going up against DJ Moore. I'm going to have him going up against these other rookies. And I think I'll see some ceiling weeks where Terrace Marshall either hits a flex or my wide receiver spot. And my other one is Waddle at this point. Truth be told, I was torn between which quarterback I would want. So maybe you guys could make that decision for me and go ahead and take a quarterback on your next pick, Dave, or maybe you could take your second one here, Finero.
Yeah, I know. I could do that, couldn't I?
I like Marshall though, but like we said on the last show, I think we're still going to see more Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore than people want to see, even with some of these spectacular Marshall plays. But I don't think it's going to be as flashy as what we saw in preseason and the practices throughout the entire season for Marshall. I think that he's got two viable vets on that team. So will he outscore Devonta Smith?
No,
I don't think so, but
did you like that analysis? This has always been a difficult draft for me. This three-person rookie-only draft. It feels like it's so revolved around where you pick sometimes. All right, so
there's a certain strategy, and like you said, like the show is more important than the strategy. But with three players, our format that we have, like this is super fun. But it's a lot different too than anything. And Finero, with how limited the running backs are this year, like you were put in a weird situation.
So. Yeah, it would have been a much better draft between the three of us is if Etienne was still with us. Because I think I know
that. Or not injured. Let's just, you know.
Was still on the planet Earth with us. Oh, man, guys. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and just do Trevor Lawrence here. Screw it.
I like it. Because you made my pick easier.
Yeah, because so you won Zach
follows
Wilson.
The sub. Plus, Finero, you still need a starting quarterback.
I got him with a later pick. See, I took care of it.
Yeah,
it's all good.
So these picks are starting to get a little more challenging for me.
Are they now?
Yeah, I mean, I am still not thinking in quarterback here, which is
good. Keep waiting.
Probably isn't the I could probably have my choice here of the remaining quarterbacks, but I'll still wait on the quarterback position and try to get another wide receiver. And this isn't reacting too much to the news because I've really liked Emmy Brown and who I was getting a lot prior to the NFL draft. And actually cool. He just has, I don't think people were really buzzing about him until the preseason actually started. So it's been a player that I've kind of liked to get in the third round still. And I just have to find him on the NFL here and I'll draft Emmy Brown, who's now the second option with. It looks there's speculation that Curtis Samuel is going to miss the entire month of September now. So
yeah, I saw that.
So some early points possibly.
And it gets down to the two in best ball. I just want to try to hit, I want to try to hit that wide receiver spot and those two flex spots every week. And the more dart throws I have there, that's how I'm the idea behind this for me.
I hear you. I'm actually trying to decide who I'm going to pick now. Is this a tough one for you guys? This ADP goes to alphabetical order really quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you're dealing with the rookies.
So I'll take Zach Wilson.
Yeah, figured you might.
I'll get my quarterback out of the way. I almost waited one more time because Finero, you're not taking a third quarterback.
Don't you even say what I won't do.
And then Dave, still needs one, so I could have potentially just waited and gotten somebody after Dave and been pretty fine with it. So for me, I need a starting quarterback. I like his weapons better than Mac Jones' weapons going into the season. And I wanted a starter and Lawrence is gone and taking Zach Wilson, slinging it to Corey Davis and Elijah Moore.
All right. So this is going to suck a little bit. Because this is not what I want to do. I think it just really hurts another team to do this. And since I'm only going up against two teams, I feel like hurting one in a really rough way would help me. So I'm going to go ahead and draft my third quarterback, Mac Jones.
I give you Devonta Smith.
Don't forget, tell me what I'm not going to do.
And don't you forget, you took Elijah Moore. Everyone knows that's my boy.
That's true. You did do that, Dave.
Well, I'm just going to have to kind of stick on brand and just keep on going here. And I'll, I'll beat your asses without a quarterback. I'll let's go here and I'll take try to I'm gonna steal all those dump off targets from Mac Jones and get some Ramondre Stevenson here.
Nice. That's where I would have gone if I wasn't being entirely selfish.
Hey, Look, now, you know, I'm going to start sharpening my elbows here when we get to this, our predictions for in seat for our rookie top 12. So now, now it's on, baby. And rookie fever was, oh, I was all excited. Now I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick your ass.
Are you expecting, I have seven total picks and I have three quarterbacks.
Are you expecting him to get most of the goal line then?
It's just one of those things where I think at one, a couple, I think at least, you know, three or four games, he's going to be the lead running back, you know, just how the Patriots go and best ball. I don't have to pick which game that is. And so I'll take those, you know, that touchdown and 50 yards or whatever it's going to be in this format.
I'm going to follow suit and take Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance starts relatively soon, kind of like you said about Fields, Finero. And I think what you just did to Dave was super fun. And I wouldn't mind having a second quarterback for my bye weeks because I want to continue to have them going back and forth and filling points. I mean, when you're at pick 18 and Davis Mills starts to look appealing, Dave, that's something special.
Hey, I'll just have to rely on my other positional players to get this done.
Before this wraps up, I do want to stop really quick. And Finero, you have two picks left.
I did.
And then Dave and I only have one because we're only doing seven rounds, five starters and two bench. So, Finero, you do only have two picks. Dave, you and I are on our last picks.
Sad face. Now, Trey Lance was a little harsh. Now, did I expect that to happen twice? No, I did not. So, or else I might not have gone Ramondre Stevenson. But, hey, live and we let learn here.
So, Finero.
Yes.
I'm curious what you're thinking here. Like, your interest has to be, don't you tell me what I'm going to do.
Don't you tell me what I'm going
to
do.
But it has to be somewhere within, like, Michael Carter or...
Wait, did you look at my draft then?
No, did you already pick?
Yeah.
Did I say...
Refresh that shit.
You picked Michael Carter.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
Refreshed it. You did have a choice, Sec.
I suppose I had a choice, but with another pick left, I think Michael Carter is the pick here. So I'm hoping that between the two of them streaming, I only need one running back that, you know, maybe I can piece together 50% of the production you guys are going to get from your two studs.
And then that's the thing, though. I only have one running back to this point still.
Right. And you'll probably stay that way at this point.
That's just it, dude. Yeah. It's tough because what do you do? Dumb, and I'm curious to see what Dave ends up doing too. But I mean, even somebody like Kenneth Gainwell might have some appeal here. Chuba Hubbard, Eliza Mitchell, maybe a little bit, maybe Jarrett Patterson. But then I have the wide receivers that are of interest to me as well here. So I have, I mean, I could have gone an eighth round easy and had a lot of fun with this. I think we all could have. I think this is the way to do it still, but,
sure.
Man, there's a lot of guys that my next pick will probably be my toughest pick of this draft.
I would have loved to have a couple more picks because there's a guy leaving on there. I did not have on my team that I'm actually, or now I'm up to two guys on my team that I was kind of shocked I didn't end up getting on there, but yeah, I'll go with Rashad Bateman here. Yeah, I know he's injured for a chunk of games here, but when he comes back, maybe, you know, it's best ball. Again, it's best ball. And I just, if I'm not going to have any quarterbacks here, I want to try to have the best possible flex and wide receiver positions possible. And that's why I'm going with Rashad Bateman there.
So tough, dude.
Yeah, so Dave, while Swags is thinking, I mean, that's who I was thinking over Carter, and I just felt like I'm in a place where I have to have another running back with how I feel about Sermon. So, but yeah, I would have loved that. The Bateman pick. Is he out 4 weeks or more? Do we not know? IR is a guaranteed three.
Yep.
That's all we know.
And honestly, it's hard to blend in with all these injuries. It felt like a rookie injury was happening every day there for a minute. Yeah. And it's, the speculation you get in the preseason is really tough to get a handle on. So once the season starts happening and they start coming back and hear more reports about how that, it gets easier to gauge when they're coming back.
Sure.
So I'm taking Gainwell.
Okay.
I think that he'll have as many seasonal points as somebody like Bateman. The more I started to think about it, just with the shared backfield, and if I don't know, it was kind of, for me, it was between, Finero has the last pick. It doesn't matter. It was between Chuba Hubbard, Nico Collins, or Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
Or Kenneth Gainwell here. And to me, like, Chuba Hubbard could be an absolute, like, yep, league winner for us if McCaffrey goes down here. But I feel like Gainwell maybe has the best chance at some flex points in an all-seasonal league with Miles Sanders being healthy. That was kind of my strategy behind it there, and just trying to rack up a few points here and there. And my only other running back was Javonte Williams to this point. So if Williams isn't in there, I'm hoping to have some hit in my running back spot at some point here and there. But leaves you with some interesting players, including the ones I mentioned there, Fanero. So
yeah, so I'm going to
wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm going wide receiver, and it's between Amon-Ra and Nico Collins. And I'm actually going to go Nico Collins. And it was a tough one because I do believe that both of them, the great thing about these two rookies in particular is they're going to be, I hate to use the word forced, but they're going to be kind of forced into a role where we can see them early, where, you know, some of these wide receivers in the past, we've had to wait a while. Even Elijah Moore, I've kind of said, and I know that we have an injury now where we might get a chance to see Elijah Moore even week one more than we might have. But this is a situation where I feel like both Nico and Amon-Ra have a good chance to show us what they have up front. And Tyrod Taylor has been named the starter. I don't hate him like other people do. I think the buzz out of camp is that Nico is going to be used early and often. So give me the targets. I'll sort out the rest later. But it was tight between those two. I'm just going to go Nico Collins.
Don't hate it one bit.
So out of those two, where would you have gone? I know that you said you had
Collins and St. Brown.
That was a tough decision for me.
It is a tough decision. I think that, man, I love that big body Nico Collins and
right,
most likely being the number two wide receiver there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, could be anywhere from the number one to number three wide receiver any given week. I'm really curious to see how that plays out. I think that he's going to be one of the wide receivers that we want on the team by the end of the year. Right. I am not a Tyrell Williams guy. I don't believe in it just because Pierman was cut. But Nico Collins feels like the one I want in this format. But it's a tough pick, man. And leaving Chuba Hubbard there is tough too, man.
You know what's tough is getting a zero in the quarterback slot every week.
That is very tough. That is going to hurt too. That's a good 100 to 300 points.
Yeah, honestly, looking back, I was not expecting you guys to go back to back Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Didn't expect it. I probably would not have gone Demi Brown knowing that had happened.
I mean, we were talking about it the whole time, how we needed quarterbacks and we're going to take quarterbacks. If Dave wouldn't have taken a quarterback, if Dave would have taken a quarterback, and then we took quarterbacks, Dave.
I think he wasn't expecting me to take my third.
Yeah, that was the one that really got me. And then then following up with Trey Lance, you getting your second. And then it was like, well, I've already gone suboptimal here with how the quarterback positions, so I'm not going to just burn a. So what I had to do then is I have to continue trying to make it up in other positions. So I'm not going to just burn it on Davis Mills, who knows if he sniffs the field. So I guess the route I went. Actually, a player who has not been discussed, who I am excited about especially after the preseason, is Tutu Atwell in that Rams offense. He was the player I might have gone next over everyone you guys have talked about, just because I'm buying the sauce. I his profile, it does not have the size that's the only thing that I don't like about his profile. It's his size. Capital, he has a draft capital.
Yeah.
Some people might say his competition with the wide receivers there. I'm not worried about Van Jefferson. I would even over Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I guess is the only other guy that would have seriously considered was Tutu Atwell there. But yeah.
So our draft went with Spaceman starting out, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams to me, number two, Justin Fields, the highest scoring quarterback, said by Feverish Fanero. Is that correct?
Yeah, dude, I can't get off Justin Fields. Any opportunity I've been trying to get him, I don't know, I'm all in on Justin Fields.
Then number four, Spaceman got his guy, Jamar Chase. I took Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Again, we don't need a tight end. I'm curious to see how that plays out for me.
Love it.
Feverish took advantage of me letting him get Trey Sermon. Then Spaceman on his welcome back tour took Rondell Moore. Thought he was going to be, we were going to continue to be nice to him. And then I took Waddle to outscore Moore. Feverish continued to be nice by taking Devontae Smith. And then Spaceman was like, let me fix that for you and take Elijah Moore. And I took Terrace Marshall. That might have been a mistake, but I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Feverish took Trevor Lawrence, who I'm starting to get a little bit worried about because of just Urban Meyer-ish things. Dyami Brown off the board to Spaceman at 501. Then I took my quarterback, Zach Wilson. Feverish took a starting quarterback in Mac Jones. Spaceman Ramondre Stevenson to get the goal lines and probably hit that flex in his running back.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took Trey Lance mostly to just kind of mess with Dave. This is where we were done with the welcome back tour.
Man, that ended quick.
It couldn't go on forever, you know.
Yeah.
It's like Swag said, man, I'm competitive, and I saw a way to shoot one player in the foot, and I took it.
I mean, I knew when you had the three spot that was could really affect you, and I knew Dave was most likely taking Najee Harris, so I knew if Dave didn't take Harris, I was taking Harris, so that would have been the only way you got a running back.
Yeah, yep.
But I knew whoever didn't get one of those, and we'll see how it plays out, but I knew whoever didn't get one of those two running backs would feel kind of inadequate.
I do feel inadequate, yes.
But you can make up for it in predictions, which we'll get going to here in just a moment. And then Finero took Michael Carter. I think he's got a spot to hit your spot, your running back and flex spots.
Yeah, you know what maybe. I mean? Yep.
Then Dave was mad at himself and he already knew his welcome back tour was over. So he took Rashad Bateman.
Another one of his boys on brand.
Then I took Kenneth Gainwell. I wouldn't have done this if I had a Trey Sermon type guy. Maybe that's what I should have done instead of Pitts. If I didn't take Kyle Pitts, would you have been forced to take him, Finero, instead of Trey Sermon?
I think I might have been, yes.
And then Feverish ended it there with Nico Collins. We'll see how this plays out. We'll keep you guys posted. Maybe we update it every 4 weeks when we do our top 20,
updates
or something like that. Yeah. We won't talk about it quite every week because it will probably get old for you guys.
I'm just streaming QBs over here.
So, Dave, sorry about the Rashad Bateman shade.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, did you hear last week? Hopefully, Dave.
I did not because I wanted to. I heard. I was told don't listen to this Rashad Bateman shade. No, I have not. Nah. It's been. I told you guys off air. It's been kind of a crazy week, so I have not been listening to podcasts.
Yeah, that was actually Rondell Moore shade.
That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Rondell Moore. Yeah,
that's not shade.
He was just spitting facts.
It's just realistic expectations.
Yeah, that's all.
But with that said, I mean, in a best ball format like what we're doing, again, these guys are going up against each other. Like, we're not going to have Rondell Moore going up against DeAndre Hopkins in this particular draft we just did.
Right.
So,
you guys ready for predictions?
I'm so ready for predictions, Finero, and I bet you're feeling like you need a little bit of redemption.
Wow.
After that draft, you just messed up.
I totally screwed up that draft.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. You're so mean and evil tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like Dave's back and I see a tear and I just feel like it has something to do with how I treated him and I feel bad about it now.
I'm ready to win the whole thing regardless of the quarterback situation.
You guys are
scoring 0 points to the wide receiver. I'm going to just be dominating you.
You got Jalen Waddle, dude. Rookie wide receiver one.
So with the rookie predictions, we've been doing this a while, and it is running back dominated typically. The running backs are, you know, and everybody in Dynasty knows this. The running backs are the first that you're going to see hit. I was very tempted by a couple wide receivers with some nice matchups, and that has bit me in the ass in the past. These early games are really, really, really hard to look at defenses from last year and say, okay, this is a tough defense or this is an easy defense. Yes, there's some extreme, New England's still going to be a great a great defense. There's still, you know, bad defenses like Atlanta, you know, so there's still things you can count on. But I think the thing you really truly can count on are running backs. And I don't think Harris has a great matchup versus Buffalo. But I also think that Harris is going to struggle all year long with that line and is going to make up for it by catching the ball. So I like Najee Harris versus Buffalo this week to be in the top 12.
Buffalo had a weak offensive or defensive line, or was weak against the run last year, if I remember correctly. So this is that could play to your favor as well. But it changes year to year. But again, let's just go with it.
But I'll go with that. I like what I'm hearing.
Man, I think with this class, Javonte Williams has a great chance of making it into the top 12. I think that it's a pretty safe pick, but you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually get Kyle Pitts here in week one predictions as well as in our best ball draft, though. And I think that he has a very great chance of making it into this. I know it's not highly expected for tight ends to hit very quickly, but this is where I feel good and what I want to do with my first prediction for the 2021 season.
In your spot, Swags, I would have done the same exact thing. Pitts versus Philadelphia.
Yeah. So loving it. Maybe get some Pat Freiermuth out there, eh?
He had two touchdowns in the preseason in one game. Yeah. That was nice to see.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falcons have a top 10 implied total according to Vegas odds. I thought that Kyle Pitts might slide under the radar there and I was going to get him. I'm actually kind of a little devastated.
I saw it in your face a little bit.
I really liked the, you know, they're an underdog too. I think they're minus. Yeah. So, they're minus three to Philly throwing that ball. Kyle Pitts, you know, Atlanta's trying to make a statement with their first pick, try to maybe get him some manufactured touches to start the season. Good play there, Swag. So now I have to think here, do I attack that same game, or not? And I think I'm not going to, and I'm just going to go with the running back and the safe points. I don't want to start in the negative like I did last year, guys, play catch up all year. So I'm going to go Javonte Williams here. I was starting to think about it, some other things, but then Fanera with a good reminder. And then I flashback to you guys talking trash about me to Katie Flower. I can't have that happen again to start off week one.
That was back when you were just a guest, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you were nobody back then.
Were you a friend of a show yet? Or
no, I wasn't, but it's still, I carry it with me. And I think these feelings about not getting a quarterback brought those back up.
Like, why are they always so mean to me?
Dave, I'll be honest, man. I really didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't want to do that, but it just made a lot of sense. Like,
I didn't really mind it after you did it.
I figured you didn't mind it. You didn't have to waste a roster spot doing it.
After he had the opportunity to take a quarterback after you did, I did not mind doing it.
That's true. That's true. Back to me?
It is. Back to you.
All right. So,
low-hanging fruit in Najee Harris, as you would say, Feverish.
Yeah, that was low hanging fruit. So like this goes back to something that was like my nemesis last year was for some reason, rather than just welcome low hanging fruit again, in other words, like picking a safer bet, I feel like I want to kind of just make a statement. And I do feel as though, do we know Crowder's playing?
Yeah, I don't think he is. We do not know 100%.
I think this would really F me up if I do this wrong. But I'm going to go Elijah Moore without Crowder. I have other options, and I know you guys will be looking at those as well, but I'm just going to stick on brand and go Elijah Moore since I got low-hanging fruit with the first one. Unless you guys think Elijah Moore is low-hanging fruit with Crowder out. Pretty sure there's a couple other names you guys are going to go for.
A little bit finale.
Yeah, well, it totally is. I agree.
But
after this, dude, with the six people that we pick, do you think one of the six or more won't make the top 12? There's a lot of surprises in week one.
Yeah, I would say at least half don't make it. Half. I'd say half don't make
half.
It.
Half. Wow, that's awesome. That'll be exciting because these are big names.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's what makes my pick so tough here because I almost care more about winning this than I do our best ball draft.
Sure. Or getting behind on this makes it really hard to come back. Like,
absolutely.
That Elijah Moore thing could kill me. You know, where the Najee Harris thing is completely safe. But these wide receivers are tough, dude. There's a wide receiver that I really wanted to go with that I skipped out on. That's why I'm saying that maybe I didn't go with the easy guy.
Yeah. So I have this scenario I've built up in my head that I want to like go for this ceiling play, but then I kind of want to play it safe and go with Trey Sermon in another way and see what happens with him, because Mostert's already been kind of beat up anyway. So there's this part of me that wants to get a running back in there, kind of stay on brand. I've been our voice of Trey Sermon.
Yep. I think he's got a safer floor than some of these wide receivers, maybe.
I know what you mean, but this scenario in my head is pretty cool. Fenario. I'll take, hey, it's better than Fenaro.
Yeah, totally. I think so.
So I'll take Trey Sermon.
Okay.
Now, after last season, guys, remember it struggled when these top wide receivers hitting a wide receiver last year. We were like, oh, yeah, this guy's a locked in pick. And Rager bombs it out, and that's a minus whatever. I forgot the exact how the points
negative,
work.
Negative 12, is that right, Swags, for the as bad as you can go?
Oh, you can get up to negative as a lot.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can get up to negative the lowest scoring rookie.
Whoa.
So if your guy gets zero, you're negative whatever the lowest scoring rookie is, all the way to there. So you're almost hoping like there's not as many rookies that score in a weird way.
Yeah.
So
I am now officially overthinking. If I'm up, I'm officially overthinking things.
Let me sell you on this.
If I'm up,
Jalen Waddle was like, hey man, that sucks. You didn't get captain. I want you to know I voted for you. Like, the quarterback should be the captain. And Tua's taking that field, and he is going to find his boy, the one he's got that chemistry with. Week one, they are going out there and slinging it to Jalen Waddle. Take Waddle, Dave.
Versus New England's defense.
Yeah, I'm actually stuck between I'm not joking. This is what happens to me. This is why I don't play DFS, because I overthink it. And then I start arguing against everything that I'm doing. And I'm afraid of getting negative, big time negative here already. So I'm just going to go here and should I go down with the ship and go with my boy, Rondale Moore, and say, hey, at least I hit on brand, but I'm not. I'm going to say week one, there's not a lot. I don't think Cincinnati's going to win this game. Well, actually, they could win this game. I don't know. I think they want to get Chase start off on the right foot. I think, you know, the preseason is over with. Give me some Jamar Chase. And the rookie ascension starts. Let's do this.
Jamar Chase, week one. It's in the books.
I want to do three rookies.
I do want to do three, too.
It would be kind of fun, but you cannot. Who would the third one you would have picked, Ben?
Devonta Smith versus Atlanta.
And mine would have been Jalen Waddle, if you didn't catch on.
Exactly.
And Rondale Moore.
Rondale Moore?
Nice. Yeah. We're going to just track that. It's not going to be official.
The 32 yards from Rondale Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take those PPR, and then the jet sweeps, guys. Don't forget about them jet sweeps.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Everybody likes to talk about quarterbacks and how they bust, but I mean the same thing happens with wide receivers. Like, all these wide receivers aren't going to hit.
That's right.
Who knows who it's going to be?
Yeah, it stinks. It's going to be Jalen Waddle. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that feeling about Waddle. I mean, maybe it will be Waddle. It could be. I've have some concerns. Don't get me wrong.
I have concerns about everyone, to be honest.
My favorite wide receiver. I have some concerns, but he's not the one I think is going to bust.
It's going to be that smaller guy.
I mean, and Waddle's not huge, to be fair, either. Mm-hmm. But We'll see. I like your guys' picks a lot this week. You guys did very good on your best ball drafts.
Swag's like, I won.
We'll see. That's all we'll say.
All right. So Swag's lineup is Javonte Williams, Kyle Pitts, Jalen Waddle, Terrace Marshall, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Kenneth Gainwell. My lineup, Justin Fields, Trey Sermon, Devonta Smith, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Michael Carter, and Nico Collins. And then I guess the spaceman's going to roll out. No QBs, But he also is going to roll out the RB1 in this class, Najee Harris.
And that's big, actually. Yes. We didn't mention that much, but I mean, that could rival a little bit of our quarterback points.
It's huge. And then he gets to follow that up with Jamar Chase, Rondell Moore, Elijah Moore, Dimey Brown, Ramondre Stevenson. And I think we do like him in the red zone. And Rashad Bateman. Also like Ramondre Stevenson, by the way, with that great defense, cleaning up some games, just slowing down the clock. I don't think they want Mac Jones throwing the ball all over the place. So yeah, I don't hate that pick either. So,
and this wasn't mentioned much in the strategy discussion, guys, but I really do enjoy not going quarterback with the Scott Fishbowl scoring settings that we talked about off air. So that's great with all those negative points for quarterback. I'm messing with you guys.
I did that last minute in one of our years. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like probably 2 years ago, I think, when we were doing it with two drink swags where I threw Scott Fishbowl scoring in there. That kind of messed things up.
Yeah, it's always the same rules for everybody.
Yep. So. Did anybody read the rules before they drafted?
No,
I didn't read them.
We're on some kind of default setting. I'll tell you that much.
Is it even PPR?
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Can you imagine Dave and all its wide receivers in a standard league?
Look, you guys already making excuses. Listen to you.
I mean, it's an MFL, so is it even going to track it? Because we're not going to pay for this league, are we?
No, it'll be best ball. Yes. Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah. It'll track it.
I like that when you go to the league settings on MFL and you go to rules, league scoring, the entire thing is blank.
Weird.
Yeah. So I won. It's my scoring. Three quarterbacks wins every time. Is there no scoring? Yeah. It's now also super flex. Sorry, Dave.
I'll set it up by just the default.
Nice. That was fun, guys. It's fun having you back, Dave.
Absolutely. Welcome back, Dave. Dave, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts are, one, it is phenomenal to be back on Rookie Fever. I was so excited that I'm wearing my Rookie Fever t-shirt tonight for some show swag. And I also, guys, really appreciate Swags putting the thong, the Rookie Fever thong that I am wearing now. Finero asked if I was wearing pants tonight. No, I kind of skirt around that. It's the Rookie Fever thong tonight just to show my team spirit. And I will say, though, guys, I also start as we start this, the week one is days away or is tomorrow. I think I'm having a little nostalgia from my first year on Rookie Fever because I am very heavily, heavily invested in these year two wide receivers. And I think it's because it's all the good feelings I have about Rookie Fever last year. So hopefully they pay off because I am heavily invested in these year two rookie wide receivers.
Awesome.
Nice.
Those thongs were very exclusive. They were up for a limited time only.
Is the logo on the front or the back? If
you
want
some, you got to talk to Dave. And
I'll send some pictures for now.
I like that he said he didn't want to skirt the situation. Like kind of picture Dave not in pants, but anyway.
I am at Swag00G. He is at ArtMarkTV. Back is at FF_Spaceman. I wanted to say something funny about thongs. Like, why can't thong and Dave rhyme?
Thong. Could have had an all lowercase joke with a thong. I don't know. It could have gone.
So maybe instead of thong, we go out with our closing song.
And we never know are how much out. I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you long on a treat you ride. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this to before. And run, I told you anyone. Silence speech just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, let's break out a full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same.
When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Wow, give me fever. When we kiss it, fever with that flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever.
Thank God for the fever.
Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.